that's the whole thing with the way things are running now with digital. Any place can be an office. So the idea that you were recording in your car, that's not unusual. In fact, this blew my mind. I read not too long ago that in Japan, because, you know, the very congested country, very huge cities, lots and lots of people, people are actually renting cars and then not driving them, but going in them to have personal space, quiet space, place.
Oh my gosh.
A place where they can make phone calls or, you know, catch up on their email or whatever else. So literally they're using rental cars like a mobile office. And it just goes to show you a couple things. One, as human beings, we all need some personal space. But yeah. Two, social media allows us to be social anywhere all yeah. the time. And I know you're all over that. In fact, I'm talking with Bea Pola Boker, and she's down in Nelson, Tasman area on the South Island of New Zealand. And I got to know Bea at Social Media Marketing World, which we both attend on a regular basis, and now have become absolutely Social Media Marketing World friends, along with an international posse of superstars in digital social media, wherever they're from. You know, we've got Carolina and Deli from Lima, Peru. We've got Carlos Latorre from Santiago, Chile. We've got Balash Ferenzi from Karlsruhe, Germany. And we're looking for a couple of people from, I think, Southeast Asia, Africa, and other parts of the globe that are not as well represented. So if you run into us ever, apply to become a part of the Fafa posse. But anyway.
That's it. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
We're looking for more diversity.
Exactly. Because one of the reasons I love having you on the podcast is that I'm getting a different point of view. How different is that point of view? It's on the opposite side of the globe from where I am in Madison, Wisconsin. So Bea, welcome to the podcast. I can't tell you how glad I am to have you on.
Thanks, DP. It's a pleasure to be here and great to have this time to connect. Yes, as you said, we couldn't be further apart in the globe, but thanks to social media and thanks to the internet, this is all possible these days.
No, exactly. And before we get started, I just want to kind of set the table for what Bea is all about. One, she's not a native of New Zealand. You might notice her accent. That is definitely not a Maori accent. Two, she's not an old, long-schooled marketer, and that's I'm not trying to pick on you. I'm just trying to say you came from a totally different field of study or human endeavor.
Yes, that's right.
It's called international diplomacy. Give us a little, you know, 30 seconds on what your background's all about.
Yes, so I'm a diplomat by training. I went to study international relations at university. And basically right after I applied to become part of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and I worked there for around 10 years. I was a professional diplomat, posted to different parts of the world. And even before, I basically grew up in diplomacy because my father was a diplomat as well. So it kind of, you know, was a big part of my life, and it is still a big part of my life.
Well, and it's really cool. I go on LinkedIn and I look at, you know, your profile page and you see the regular stuff, founder, owner of B at B Social and official LinkedIn local host for Nelson, Marlborough and Tasman, New Zealand. Cool. And then I go down a little further and I see deputy of the ambassador of Hungary to UNESCO. Wow, that's a whole lot different than I started out as a social media coordinator. But I think it brings a really cool point of view to how you approach social media. But before we go into your, I guess, philosophy and practice of social media, I want to talk about you moving, pulling up stakes and moving all the way around the world to New Zealand. Because that was an intentional choice, not something that was foisted upon you by a new job or something like that, correct?
Yes, that's true. It was basically our choice. We came to New Zealand a couple of years ago with my husband. We were traveling around for 2-3 weeks, and we pretty much fell in love with this beautiful country. The nature was just breathtaking, and we really enjoyed the pace of life, I would say. At that time, we were living in Paris. We both had a very responsible, very interesting, but very fast-paced job. And we were just about to have a family. So we were looking for change. We were actually looking for a massive lifestyle change. And somehow with this trip to New Zealand, we realized, okay, maybe one day we will move to New Zealand. And we set this dream and we made it happen. So we are here. And of course, everything has two sides, you know, it's not only the good things and they're the bad things too. So it was a challenging process and the journey. But yeah, we made it and we're here. And that's the story.
Well, it's a great story, but I do want to underline this one thing. Paris wasn't cool enough. You had to go all the way around the world to the South Island of New Zealand. I mean, you're just leveling up your entire life and lifestyle in my eyes because, ooh, Paris is like the penultimate. And then you say, yeah, but we wanted more nature. So we went around the world to go to New Zealand. And I love you even more for that because I'd be right there with you.
I mean, actually, Paris was really good enough at that stage of our lives. We spent there 5 years and Paris is just an amazing city. I mean, if you're looking for culture, diversity, history, impulses from all around the world, it's just an amazing, it's the city of the lights. So not really too many more places in the world that are more photogenic in my eyes, but the, you know, Eiffel Tower and the river and all these views, the lights, it's a really beautiful place to be and a really exciting spot to be. And it was great for us when we were young and full of energy and buzzing and living the urban lifestyle. But when you have young kids, we just thought this is not the place where we wanted our little one to be and grow up.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that makes total sense. As you listen to Bea speak, you can tell she's Hungarian by birth, Parisian by professional training and diplomatic background. But now you've taken on a whole new thing. Not only are you a mother, but you pulled up stakes and moved to New Zealand. And from what I understand, you came to New Zealand without a job for yourself. Is that right?
Yes, we pretty much ventured into the unknown. So I think, yeah, if I look back at it, probably this was the craziest thing we've ever done. We moved to a country where we literally didn't know anyone. We spent there only 2 weeks before, had nothing, and we just went for it. As opposed to our past where, you know, we would always go for a job. I mean, for us, moving around the world was a usual thing. I pretty much spent my whole life traveling around, moving from one country to the other, basically every few years. So change was really not something new for me. Actually, no change is something that is out of my comfort zone. But this was very different. There was no job waiting. There was no network waiting. It was quite challenging without a family to have your own family and not having that support, you know, of the grandparents. So yeah, these were quite challenging parts in very good ways and sometimes very difficult ways as well, but I would do it again.
Obviously, you've got a very entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, if you look at people like I do as somewhere on a spectrum between bureaucrat and entrepreneur, you're well on the entrepreneurial side of that continuum, if you will. And that type of leap of faith is incredible, not the least of which is, I understand from talking with you earlier, that you leapt into social media as a profession fairly recently. I mean, I was shocked when I heard exactly when, because, okay, let me just set it up by saying I met Bea in February of 2018. And I thought, Oh, she's this social media pro from New Zealand. How cool is that? Blah, 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 blah. Well, the reality is, when did you start your business?
Yes, it was actually exactly 2 years ago now, September 2017. That's when I launched Be Social.
Congratulations on that. But I am shocked because I literally met you only months after you started your business. And here you were already investing in yourself, big dollars to come all the way from New Zealand to San Diego for social media marketing world. And I'm so glad you did because we got a chance to meet. Why did you invest so much money to come to social media marketing world when you had just barely started your business?
I just wanted to be in the place to be, in the place where everyone from the social media marketing industry comes together on the highest level, be around the top experts of the world to learn from them, to soak up all the good knowledge and skills and how they do it, to get inspired, to meet people like you and all the other, I don't know how many we were, probably around 5,000 people who are all interested in the same topic, driven by the same motivations, vision, here to contribute, add value, and bring back the knowledge to where I live right now, what I call home. and help the region grow, because this is where my diplomatic background ties in. As a diplomat, you represent a country. You're always promoting your country for the best of it, so you can spread the good messages, the knowledge, you know, build those valuable relationships. And it's not really different in social media. When we look at it, it's a very social scene. It's all about people, networking, promoting your businesses or your organizations in a way that it's going to bring value for your audience. And what a better place to be than a conference, an international conference like this. What I love international. So it's pretty much the best international conference I've been to, actually. There were around 65 countries. When I remember we talked to Phil about that, who was the event organizer. He mentioned there were around 65 countries represented. That was 2 years ago. I think last year there was even more, and I think it will just keep growing.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding, and we'd like to invite you. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus.
It's been so beneficial, not only for you, but certainly for me. I mean, this is one of my favorite stories is we met while waiting in line to meet one of the speakers who had just gotten off stage. And
yes, that was a pretty epic moment.
It was because you were talking with Carlos, our friend from Chile, and I heard your accents. And so I'm kind of a nosy American. So I turn around and say, "Where are you guys from?" Well, it's not American. Well, because I love it personally, because I'm all about meeting different points of view, you know, meeting people that are especially coming to our nation to learn from us and share what they have to share with us. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I'd rather hear your point of view than, you know, 50 different quote unquote social media experts in the United States of America, because we tend to talk to ourselves and not listen to others. And again, this is why I wanted to have you on the podcast. My favorite story coming out of that is I had a copy of the book that Spencer X. Smith and I wrote together, Rotoma, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind, in my hand.
It's the best book ever.
Oh, give me a break.
To read a cool social media book, I highly recommend it.
Oh, thank you very much. But I was going to give a copy to Brian Solis, who had just done a really great keynote for the closing keynote of the event. And there's a graphic of his that's in the book, and I wanted to say thank you for that. And so I have the book in my hand, and we're looking, and we're talking, and I said to you, oh, by the way, New Zealand, that's interesting, because the book, Rotoma, actually, there's a Lake Rotoma on the North Island of New Zealand in the Lake District, and we started talking about that, and you said, oh, can we do a video? And so we did a video talking about the book and the New Zealand connection there.
Yes, the absolute Kiwi connection.
And that's not even my favorite part of the story. My absolute favorite part of the story was checking my LinkedIn feed one day, and I see Bea's smiling face with a palm tree behind her as she's holding the book and she's reading it, and she's on vacation in Fiji reading my book. How cool is that? And not only that, oh, and the best part is she was reading the part about the unselfish selfie and posting a selfie of herself unselfishly promoting the book that she got from me. And it was just like, oh my God, this perfect confluence of everything we've talked about in terms of brand building, social media, making connections that are giving connections and making the most of them. So, wow. For me to see exactly what I was writing about in the book happened in real time on LinkedIn to someone in Fiji, that's pretty darn cool.
Yes, and I think this is where we relate a lot. And that's why I love hanging out with you, DP, because, you know, we might be from different parts of the world, but we have a very similar thinking when it comes to social media and branding. And I know you're pretty big on personal branding. You know, it's always so inspiring. As you said, listening is really key to understand what's happening in other parts of the world. I think due to my international background, I'm just wired for these as well. I just love looking at other regions of the world and seeing how people use social media in different places, because it's a little bit different everywhere. I mean, there might be platforms in different parts of the world that are more popular or less popular or used a little bit differently. and then how you can apply them.
Well, no kidding. This past year, you know, we hooked up with our international posse and everyone's like, oh, we want to be able to message each other as we go from session to session at this conference with 5,000 other people. Mm-hmm. And so everyone's like, oh, let's do WhatsApp. And I'm like, I know what WhatsApp is, but I certainly don't use it because I'm in the United States of America. And you guys just looked at me and said, oh, the rest of the world uses WhatsApp. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, thank you for that. So all of a sudden I'm downloading WhatsApp onto my phone and staying connected with you guys. But that's exactly the kind of international cross-fertilization that I find so valuable at a conference like that. Okay, we've talked enough about the conference. I mean, social media marketing world, I think we both give it two thumbs up and we recommend it like crazy.
Totally. We'll be back next year, by the way. Oh,
absolutely, we'll be back next year. But I want to talk about Bea, the brand, because again, when I met you, you were already, you know, kind of, you had your branding engine going on all cylinders, going international. The second people in New Zealand see you in an international location, all of a sudden that elevates you in their mind in a huge way. You know, you've got this charming Hungarian accent. You're a really great speaker. You've got flawless English going on. So that makes it very friendly to anybody. And so much so that I'm looking at on your webpage right now, a couple of badges or awards. And it says finalists, Social Media Marketing Awards 2019, Best Social Media Educator of the Year. And another one for finalists, Social Media Marketing Awards 2019, Best Emerging Social Media Marketer of the Year. And that wasn't just for New Zealand. It was for Australia and New Zealand. So, I mean, you've got a continent and a country. And within 2 years, let me say that again, within 2 years, you got to the finalist level on those awards. And that to me is an incredibly impressive achievement, especially given the fact that Nelson is not a big metro area in New Zealand. In fact, most of us, if any Americans know any cities in New Zealand, they might know Auckland or Wellington, and that's about it. Well, Nelson's not that. Nelson's very similar to Madison, Wisconsin, maybe. You know?
Yes, it's around 50,000 people. And yes, my aim was to put Nelson on the map, definitely.
Well, and you certainly have, you know. I'm just amazed because, let me ask you this question. How much money have you spent on Facebook ads or any type of paid social media to build your business?
Money, not really too much on ads. It was more organic content for my own business. I would occasionally promote my workshops and some content. I think everyone in this space does, and I think it can be used in an excellent way to reach the right people for you. But most of my postings is organic, and I built up basically the Be Social brand, so to speak, from scratch, from zero, but really having a clear strategy and vision behind it from day one. So when I decided that I'm going to do this, I had to evaluate and brainstorm with myself quite big time, because from where I come, diplomacy, there you don't have a face. You're promoting or you're representing your country. It's not about you. You're just a messenger. You're always communicating on behalf of the government, the ministry, an institution, your ambassador, whatever. It's not about you. You're just the communicator, the messenger. So for me to come into this space and really leverage my own personality or personal brand, so to say, I had to get pretty much over myself. That was quite a big process to really own what I am and what I stand for and how I am as a person, so I can shine that through social media, because that's an excellent tool to do that. And I think it's a huge opportunity because, you know, you have the chance, you have the opportunity to communicate with the people and share with them what you really are. So there are no surprises when they come to you. You're showing up, being real. And if they like you, they will come and want more. If they don't, why to waste your time? They'll go to someone else and you'll look for someone else and relate with someone else. So I pretty much tune into myself, what I need, what I stand for, what I'm good at, and how I want to make this business. And I think I can say easily that it worked out really well. But I've done the job in the beginning, so it was quite a job. I remember that time. It took a lot from me to go through this process, and I feel it was really successful, actually, if I look back.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. As you know, one of my favorite slogans that I repeat all too much and is actually an official drinking game of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. Whenever I say know who you are so you can be it, drink. So go ahead and drink. But it's really true. I mean, so what you're saying is, if I understand you correctly, at the beginning of your building a business, the first thing you did was sit down and do a little bit of hard thinking about who you are, what you do, and how you want to do it, and how you want to communicate that to people.
Yes, absolutely.
And organically, because again, I follow you on LinkedIn, and anybody else who wants to follow Bea on LinkedIn, her name is Bea Pola-Boker, spelled P-O-L-E-B-O-K-O-R. Follow her because you're going to see a truly organic social media feed that absolutely shows you who she is, what she does, and how she does it. But it's all, you can feel the authenticity of it. You know, a lot of people use the word authenticity in what I would call very manipulative ways.
Yes, unfortunately, that's true. But it comes across right away. I mean, if you're honest with yourself, you will feel that right away.
Right. That's what I'm saying about your feed. It's very real. You know, you're doing unselfish selfies better than anybody I've seen, to be honest, including myself, because you're doing it every workshop. There's a picture of you with all the people behind, you know. So consequently, again, I'm going to say what I always say. You make other people look great. You look good. And so you look good while you're making those other people look great. And so if you wanted to see how someone is really doing what I would call the RETOMA strategies, the return on top of mind awareness strategies that are represented in the book, take a look at what Bea is doing on LinkedIn. Hey, nonfiction branders, did you know I wrote a book? Well, I did, and it's called RETOMA, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind. I wrote it with my colleague Spencer X. Smith, and it's all about RETOMA, an acronym that means Return on Top of Mind Awareness. Best-selling author and NYU Stern School of Business professor Scott Galloway called it a book that starches the fluff from social media and helps managers allocate capital and find the unicorn among unicorns, ROI. And Chief Content Officer at Marketing Profs, Anne Handley, said, "This isn't just a practical way to think about the return on social media. It's also a spot-on, accurate way to reframe your social efforts." Check out all the 5-star reviews on Amazon by searching RETOMA, R-O-T-O-M-A. Pick up your copy today and start building your personal, professional, and small business brand the RETOMA way. Is LinkedIn your number one?
Yes, I love LinkedIn these days. I think it's a fantastic opportunity and platform, and not too many people tapped into it yet. It's going to change very soon, but I really enjoy LinkedIn at this stage. The other thing I really enjoy is Instagram stories. It just allows space for so much creativity, and you can use it so well and so strategically as well. I mean, every platform has their magic, and we all of the platforms for what they are in different ways. Everyone has a favorite. What's your favorite, actually?
I think my favorite is LinkedIn for sure, because it tends to be a lot less fluff and a lot more informational oriented stuff. It's a little bit more serious, but you don't have to use it seriously. I mean, you've posted pictures of your vacations on there. I post my videos where I'm walking my dogs and giving a tip of the day type thing. It doesn't have to be serious, but it has to be meaningful. There has to be some valuable thing that you're transmitting there. And what I want people to really understand is that it's how you do it that is the most important component about building your brand. It's not necessarily, oh, I came up with a totally new idea that no one's ever thought before. It's more like, no, I'm going to remind people of, hey, brush your teeth and tie your shoes in a way that makes them go, oh, I should brush my teeth and tie my shoes today. And thank you for reminding me of that.
Yes, it's actually a very educational and inspirational platform, I find it too. And a lot of business focus, what I love. It's really creating a good mixture of people with their experience and skills, and yes, the personalities can shine through. As you said, it doesn't have to be always serious. And, you know, we are all humans. We all love humor and we all have our fun sides, whatever we call it, fun. And fun and humor is different for everyone, of course.
Yeah. Well, and you have to be prepared for some people not to get it and not like you. And I'm like,
yes.
every room I've ever walked in my life, there have been people who've gone to the other side of it, and then other people have come.
You can't be for everyone. That's true.
And getting comfortable with that, I think, is so, so key, you know. But anyway, I'm here talking with Bea Pola Boker of Nelson, New Zealand, which is on the South Island. And we're talking about how she's building her business and her personal brand at the same time and doing it in such a rapid fashion that within 2 years of opening her business, she's a finalist for Social Media Marketer of the Year. I mean, come on.
Emerging one.
Oh, emerging. Okay. Well, a little bit. Yeah. Well,
Give me 2 more years.
Yeah, 2 more years. Save your modesty, Bea. I'm here to tell you she's great. You can follow her on LinkedIn again. Bea Pola Boker. Where else can people follow you, Bea?
I have a website and, of course, on any social media platform of your choice. I really use Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn most of the time. When I go to the States, I might pop on Twitter because in Nelson, it's not really a big thing. Like WhatsApp, remember you said in the States that was something new for you. Here, people don't really use Twitter or unless it's a specific industry. So LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook are pretty much the platforms where you can find me or on my website. That is besocial.co.nz.
Good, you said NZ instead of NZ. Thank you.
I learned the lesson.
No, I just laugh because the rest of the world does things differently. You know, they'll say Z instead of Z. They'll have the metric system instead of our impossible to understand system. But, you know, whatever. So much fun talking with you. We're going to continue the conversation next week with Bea. And I want to talk to you specifically there about why you're choosing the channels you're using. And one of the things you haven't said this entire time was Facebook. Why is that? We're going to get into that next episode next week. For now, I'm TP Knutten of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. And she is
Bea Pola Boker.
And we'll talk to you next week on the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. Bye-bye.